here's a story from The World.
Belgrade is bracing for a second night of protests. The Serbian capital turned violent last night after a curfew was announced to try and stem a spike in coronavirus cases. Serbia lifted its lockdown in May. Critics say that was premature and politically motivated ahead of elections. Amir Čohadžić oversees Balkan coverage for the Associated Press and joins me from Sarajevo. Amir, describe for us what happened in Belgrade last night. I understand the protesters managed to get into the parliament there.
Well, yes, certain smaller group managed to break through the police corridors and enter the parliament, but they've not stayed there for long. They were there for 10-15 minutes until the bigger police cordon came in and sort of pushed them out. But that created a bigger row, so there more protesters have gathered and stayed in front of the parliament and tried to push back in, and that was a situation that was ongoing for several hours outside the parliament.
How many people are we talking about? I mean, huge crowds?
Yeah, up to 10,000 last night. Protests started as a very small protest of family people against the corona lockdowns. But then sort of in several hours, it grew to almost 10,000 in the square in front of Serbian parliament.
Who are these protesters and why are they protesting a measure that's trying to prevent the spread of the virus? I mean, yesterday was the deadliest day so far for COVID-19 cases in Serbia.
Well, one of the lines that protesters have is that Serbia came out of the earlier lockdowns too early because of political reasons, and that sudden opening of the country in late May basically made a signal for people that corona is gone and then they can go back to their normal lives. I mean, the government official line is that they have made recommendations for people to wear masks and that there was different measures in place. But the sporting events were open to public. The elections were held on June 21st. A lot of gatherings were happening, tennis tournaments as well. So this made people believe that corona was gone and that they could go on about their normal lives.
So is the anger of the protesters partly because, you know, you lied to us and now we have a spike? Or is it, why are you shutting down again? We still want to be opened up.
Well, it's about both things, really. And it's about how the country went from a complete lockdown into a complete freedom in a week's time. And also about how they blame the government in handling of the corona crisis, because they think that this situation could have been prevented, the spikes, if there was no elections, if there was no big gatherings allowed and such things.
You mentioned Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vučić. To what extent does the public believe that his initial lifting of the lockdown in May was politically motivated?
Well, society in Serbia is generally very polarized. The elections that they have, I mean, the main chunk of the opposition parties, they didn't take part in the elections. They boycotted the elections. So Vučić won a landslide vote on June 21st. Over 60% of people have voted in his favor. So the society is polarized. And, you know, I would say half of the population there is basically opposing and half of it is pro Vučić. But people generally feel that it could have been handled better than it was. There is also these accusations of political motivations, but government denies it.
Is it unusual to see these kind of clashes with police in Belgrade?
Well, Serbia has a history of clashes and demonstrations and violent protests in the past. I mean, we have seen from the early 90s and the Balkan Wars, we've seen Slobodan Milošević, who was a Balkan dictator from the 90s. He was toppled in similar circumstances in the 90s. So basically, I mean, you know, the country has a history of violent demonstrations. And this one is still not, as I would call them, the ones from the 90s, but there is a potential that this can go on for a long time in Belgrade.
Amir Čohadžić oversees Balkan coverage for the Associated Press. He's been speaking to me from Sarajevo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
From PRX.